everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we have Tom Cheesewright. He's an applied futurist who helps global brands and industries to see what's next, telling compelling stories about tomorrow. He helps build brand strategies for sustainable success, whatever the future holds. He's also author of High Frequency Change, which came out last year. So today he'll be talking us through how to navigate your business through disruption. And now over to Tom.
Navigating your business through disruption requires three really clear skills or processes or frameworks for your business and for your leadership. They're all part of what I call building an athletic organization, one that exhibits many of the key traits of a great athlete. Great athletes differentiate themselves from the rest of us because they just do certain things better. They're more prepared in some ways. They react to their surroundings more quickly than we do. And so how do you get your business to do that? How do you get your leadership to do that? Well, like I say, for me, there's really three things you have to do. The first thing, you have to build those senses like an athlete. Athletes sense the world around them just better than we do. They have two things. They have this strategic sense for understanding the game. They can see that 40-yard pass onto the boot of the winger without barely looking up. They can sense that car just off their rear wing, waiting to make that takeover opportunity. But they can also sense their immediate environment. They can feel what's going on around them and react very, very quickly. And you need both of those things in your business. And the way to do that, something that actually businesses really don't do enough, is actually just to open your eyes and look around. Getting out of the business and working on the business is a challenge for every leader and every entrepreneur I've ever met. But what I advocate is this: take 1% of your time, that's roughly one day every 6 months, and get out of the business and follow this simple process. First of all, look at all the pressure points in your business. What are causing you problems today? Go and talk to the people at every level of the business. Talk to your partners, talk to your customers, and tell them about, or ask them about, the points of friction. What makes them unhappy? What stops them being as productive as they could be? And gather all those pressure points and then go and look at the big trends sweeping across your industry, the world. Go and read the FT, read your industry titles. Go and talk to the analysts in your market. Look for the big trends that are coming in. Look what's happened to adjacent industries recently. Where you find the intersection between those five big trends, and I list five in my book, where you find the intersection between those trends and the pressure points you've already found, that's where you're going to see the greatest change. Look for those changes. List the five ones that feel biggest to you. Deal with them over the next 6 months. And then repeat the process again and again and again. The second aspect of athletes that you have to try to replicate is this ability to take decisions much faster. Now, businesses have been working at this for years. There's lots of things you can do. You can invest in software and processes to move information faster through the business, to see it more clearly. And this is valuable. This is valuable stuff. It often costs a lot less than you think. But the most effective thing you can do to accelerate decisions is to push power to the edge of the organization, so that the response comes from those places where the signal comes in. And this isn't easy. It isn't without investment zone in terms of skills, in terms of building rules. But you've got to put trust in the people at the edge of your organization, or at least put as much trust as you can in them within appropriate bounds and rules. Give them autonomy, give them responsibility. And certainly when you're having to work flexibly as we are at the moment, you'll get a lot better results out of them. And long term, you'll find your organization is much, much more responsive. The third thing you have to do is, like an athlete, you have to train for the business you're in. We spent the last 40, 50 years training our businesses to be lean, to be optimized, to do the things we did yesterday better tomorrow, where better means for more revenue or more profit, more growth. It's not appropriate anymore. The sport's changed. We're like 1970s first division players trying to compete in the Premier League. The new rule is about adaptation, not optimisation. We need to have flexibility and agility. We need to be able to adapt to new environments. And the way we do that is not building our organisations like these monoliths they've been traditionally, deeply integrated, highly optimised. Instead, we have to break our organisations down into networks, a collection of building blocks, if you like, that can be dynamically reassembled to meet new challenges. We have to think of every function in our organisation as a building block in its own right, one that could be a business in its own right. We have to look at the interfaces between these building blocks in our organisation and ensure that they're low friction. We have to look at other people's building blocks, other people's toys, and see where they fit better into our operation than perhaps our own. And we have to see where our building blocks could actually be used by other people. Do we have world-class specializations that could be businesses in their own right and take them out to new markets? This flexibility, this adaptation, this entrepreneurialism gives us much greater resilience, much greater flexibility when challenges come, whether those are the narrow, industry-specific challenges I describe in high-frequency change, or the global, age-defining changes like the COVID-19 pandemic that we're facing right now. So that's my advice about how to navigate your business through disruption. First of all, look to the future. Do it with that simple process of matching up the big trend to the pressure points in your organisation. But most importantly, do it frequently. Do it at least one day every 6 months. Force yourself to make the time to look ahead. Talk to the people around you. Talk to the people across the business. Understand those pressure points, which is a powerful exercise in its own right. Understand the big trends. Take some actions and work on them, and then repeat. Accelerate your response time. Do it by streamlining the flow of information through your organisation, or even better, pushing power to the edge of your organisation. Trust people to take decisions, give them the tools to do it, and bound their responsibility with rules to give them confidence and to limit your risk. And thirdly, structure your organisation for the challenges you're facing today. You shouldn't be super lean, you shouldn't be super optimised for the business you're already in, because that business is going to change, either through the high frequency changes that disrupt single industries one at a time, or by the global transformations we're facing right now. Build your organisation for sustainable success over the decades, for agility, for adaptability, and do so by breaking it down, instead of this monolith, into a network of building blocks that can be dynamically reconfigured to face new challenges. Do those three things, you'll have an athletic organisation, and you'll have a much better bet of navigating your business through disruption.
Thank you so much to Tom Cheesewright. I guess we'll all be asking now, how athletic is our business? And that's something we should really be considering. Do keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing, where we'll be giving our latest podcasts and expert opinions from authors like Tom. So for now, take care, and I'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.